Close your eyes and make yourself all cozy and comfortable. Now take a big, deep breath in through your nose and gently breathe out through your mouth. Take another big, deep breath and gently breathe out through your mouth. One more time, big deep breath, and slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. Now bring your breathing back to its normal rhythm, feeling your chest rise and fall gently, feeling peaceful and calm, feeling ever so relaxed. And with each breath you take, you can feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. And you feel so peaceful now, so happy and light. And your breathing is almost still. You are so relaxed. Now imagine yourself sitting in a large green field. The sun is shining brightly, and it's a very beautiful, clear day, and you can see for miles and miles and miles. How far can you see? How far can you see? You feel very calm, very relaxed and very peaceful. And you can hear the birds singing to each other. Can you hear them? What are they saying? So just sit there, take a good look around you and see what you can see. What can you see? What can you hear? Can you see anyone else in this lovely green field? You decide to go for a little walk, and at the far end of your field is a big forest with many tall trees. And you think that will be a good place to go for a walk. So you set off. And as you get closer, you notice a pathway leading deeper into the forest. And it looks very interesting. As you walk along the path, you can hear all kinds of things. You can hear the birds flying backwards and forwards in the trees chatting. You can hear animals scurrying about their business. You can even hear the howl of wolves as they too talk to each other, but they are much further away. What else can you hear? You can feel the crunch of leaves under your feet as you walk. And you can feel a gentle breeze on your face. And you can see the sun sparkling through the topmost branches of the trees. And it kind of looks like diamonds flashing their sparkling light. And in the distance, you can hear voices. And you wonder who is talking. You can't see anyone, but you can hear them. Can you hear them? Can you hear the sound of their voices? Suddenly, you come to a small clearing in this amazing place. And the voices you heard are a lot louder now, and you can hear them clearly. So you stop and peek around a very large tree. And to your amazement, you see two fairies chatting to each other whilst they pick the beautiful wild flowers. They fly from flower to flower, and it's like watching them dance. They are so graceful, their tiny wings fluttering in the breeze as they fly. You then hear another voice. This one is a little bit deeper and a little bit louder than the other two. To your utter astonishment, you see an elf. An elf with pointy ears and glasses on, and a large pointy hat. Oh, wow! You have come across the land of the elves and the fairies. The two fairies fly over to the elf and say hello. And they all chat for a few moments, when suddenly the elf's ears prick up and they start to twitch like a rabbit's nose. They all stop and look your way. They see you. All three of them give you a great big smile and say,
"Don't be hiding over there. Come and join us for tea."
You shyly step forward and smile at them, saying you would love to have tea with them. They tell you to follow them and they will take you to where they live. As you walk with the elf, the fairies are flying. You think they are so lucky to have wings. They ask you all about yourself. Where have you come from? Where do you live? How old are you? And of course, what is your name? So for a few minutes, while you walk to the home of the fairies and the elves, chat with them and ask about them too. Maybe they'll tell you a few secrets of their own. The elf stops and opens a little white gate for you to step through. And suddenly, it's like you've been transported to another time and place. What you see before you is so beautiful. What you see before you is an elf village. And they share it with the fairies. You walk along the main road that leads into the village. There are many shops all lit up and open for business. There are lanterns outside all of the doorways. And you take a closer look at the lanterns and see that inside them are tiny little fireflies dancing inside the glass. And they are what are giving the village all of its light. You pass a little cafe with silver tables and silver chairs outside, and sitting on the chairs are more elves and fairies, all drinking what looks like lemonade, but it's a funny green colour with red floating blobs inside it. You're not sure if you would like that. I know I wouldn't. One of the shops you pass is selling wands and potions for spells. Another shop is selling very large pumpkins. And yet another shop is selling freshly baked pumpkin bread. And it smells delicious. You come to the end of this wonderful street. And you see before you lots and lots of houses. And these houses are made from toadstools and yet more pumpkins. And they are all quite big too. Big enough for you to fit inside them. Most of the houses have smoke coming out of the chimneys on the roof. And the smoke is making lovely twirling patterns in the night sky. And each house has lanterns outside them too. Again, filled with dancing fireflies. You come to the end of this little road when the elf stops and says,
"Here we are. This is my house."
He takes out a very large key and opens a very squeaky door. And he says,
"Welcome to my home."
And you all step inside. Inside is the loveliest little cottage you have ever seen, even if it is made out of a large toadstool. There are big soft chairs by the fireside and a little table in one corner to eat dinner from. And there are lots of lanterns all over the place filled with the little fireflies. The elf goes into his tiny kitchen to make the tea while you and the fairies sit down for a chat. After a little while, the elf brings in a tea trolley with his best china tea set on it. He even has scones filled with strawberry jam and cream. Ooh, delicious! So sit for a while and enjoy your tea and scones with the fairies and the elf. Have a chat or just relax with them. Thank you. the elf and the fairies are feeling rather tired now after their very busy day. They tell you that they are going to have a little nap. And they also tell you that there is a spare bed for you too, if you want it. You think this is a great idea. So you enter the bedroom with them and choose your bed. And you climb up onto the softest bed in the world. The quilt is so gentle and warm on your skin. And you lay your head on the big, fluffy pillows and gently close your eyes. Oh, and you feel so relaxed, so peaceful, so calm, and you've had a very lovely day. But you feel sleepy now, so tired, and you begin to feel a gentle wave of sleepiness starting at your feet. And you can feel your toes going to sleep. And it feels all warm and tingly, ever so soft. And you feel this soothing, gentle wave of sleepiness coming up your calves and your shins. You can feel it going up into your thighs. You think your legs have gone to sleep? Well, they have. Oh, you feel so very tired now. So sleepy. So happy. And it feels like you can't open your eyes, but that's okay. Because you don't really want to open your eyes. And the beautiful wave of sleepiness travels all the way up your body, down your arms and into your hands, making your body feel very, very heavy, very, very tired, and so very, very sleepy. This gentle warm wave of sleepiness travels up into your face, over the top of your head, and down the back of your neck. Oh, you feel so tired, so sleepy. And you feel nice and warm and snuggly under your beautiful, soft quilt and very fluffy, squidgy pillows. So just now, keeping your eyes closed, have a nice little nap.